I'm here today with first-time author Elisa Harris to talk about her new book about experiences within politics and how she feels faith and politics should intersect. Hello, Elisa. Great to be with you.
It's good to meet you, too.
Elisa, to oversimplify just a bit, you grew up believing that politics and picketing held the key to preserving America as a Christian nation, and that both were crucial to a life of genuine faith. Describe to me a bit of the passions and hopes that motivated you.
Well, it basically started with a belief in the fundamental greatness and goodness of America. And I really hope to see America return to its roots as a Christian nation. And in some ways, I believe that it was the new Israel and that it was God's new chosen nation and that he had chosen to bless it and had chosen to give it favor because it was a righteous nation. But then, of course, I had seen in the last 40 years since the 60s that we had turned into this decadent and godless nation. And I really believed that America's future was at stake and that we were possibly seeing God's judgment in the future and losing God's favor if we didn't fight to help America return back to its Christian roots. And so what I really believed we needed was a revival. And if we had a revival, then we would be able to once again become the nation of Jonathan Edwards and Abraham Lincoln and William Bradford and all of those people I saw in the past as America's heroes. So when I look back, I realized that I was really concerned with saving America through politics, and that I believed politics was the way we would save America. And I believed in that rather than ministering to individual Americans through compassion and kindness. And I really believed that waving a sign was an act of evangelism and an act of love. And I saw the gospel as a primarily political message instead of a personal one.
Now, what is the essence of your faith now, and what has led to this shift in your perspective?
Well, that's a great question. I went to church at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, which is pretty close to my apartment in New York City. And I went to church there last Sunday, and for Advent, they read all of the beautiful Old Testament scriptures about the lion laying down with the lamb. And all of the scriptures give such a beautiful vision of the world at peace and without violence and conflict. And yet, as you read those scriptures, there are really no promises that we can force that vision ourselves. And it's an unearthly and a heavenly vision precisely because we can't bring it about on our own, and we can't bring it about in our own timing. So part of the challenge of faith for me now is to hold on to the beauty of that vision and hold on to that idea of a beautiful and a peaceful world, especially at a time when the future can look very scary and politics can be really frustrating. But it's also taking that long-term perspective, but also realizing that I can't force that vision by screaming at the other side. And my task as a Christian is really to create a hazy shadow of that picture by striving for peace and striving for true love and compassion for the people who are right in front of me right now. So that is the essence of my faith now, at least as it relates to my interactions with the world and my interactions with people who are suffering. And of course, it's a long story and what led to that shift in my perspective. But I think, as far as that shift goes, I think anyone who's involved in politics for any amount of time, and especially someone who goes into politics with really noble ideals and idealistic ideas of how things will be, anyone who does that will get a little bit frustrated. And so I campaigned very hard for politicians. And then after I succeeded in electing them, I started to see some of the limitations of their power in making the change that I wanted to see. And then I also studied history and found out that Christians hundreds of years ago had completely different ideas of the Christian view of government. And so it was hard to even say that there was a Christian view of government. And I began to realize that maybe my view of the way things should be was more of an American Christian view of government rather than an actual based on the Bible. And then I also saw that when you mix politics and religion, often it's religion that really gets degraded. And when you use religion as a tool to accomplish a political end, and that anyway, I realized that when you use, you can use religion as a tool to accomplish political end, and you can forget that God is an end in itself, in himself. But most of all, I saw the damage that the culture wars can do on a personal level, and the way that it's so easy to put a political cause before people, and how so much of the rhetoric is based on resentment and fear, and that doesn't seem Christian.
Now, finally, Elisa, how would you hope your book might help shape the interactions between Christians of your generation and evangelicals who are still enmeshed in the culture wars?
I think as I've written this book, I've really realized how much I gained from the generation before. And I realize how all of my training as a culture warrior and all of the values that my parents gave me, they really gave me confidence in my own voice and in my own worth and ability as a young person to speak out about the issues that I cared about. They also gave me a real passion for justice and a burden for civic involvement and a desire to do the right thing and a desire to help people who are suffering. And all of those things were really good and really valuable, and they still inform my values today and inform my plans for what I want to do with my life. And so I really hope that people my age who are now arguing with their parents over the dinner table about politics, I hope that people who read this book will really realize how much we've gained from our parents and some of the insights and values that they've given us. And I hope that our parents will realize that in turn, and that they will see that we haven't abandoned all of the ideas that they've given us, but we're taking them in a new direction. And I really hope that they can read this and realize that just because we believe differently doesn't make us any less Christian or any less concerned with the problems of the world and in helping those problems.
Elisa Harris's new book will look at the intersection between faith and politics, and she's been my guest today. Elisa, thanks again.